Our first six shows dealt with American guitar players and their sounds and ideas, but for our next five shows, we're going to concentrate on the British scene and the playing of Davy Graham, Bert Jansch, John Renbourn, Dave Evans, and John James. Back in the 1960s, the most vibrant musical ideas for the guitar seemed to be coming from the United States. But by the early 1970s, things had changed and Britain became the new Mecca. The leader of this movement was a man called Davy Graham, who had been playing the guitar since the late 50s. Davy has been a great influence to a generation of guitarists, and his famous instrumental Angie has been recorded by Paul Simon, Bert Jansch, and many other fine musicians. Davy's approach encompasses a wide area of music, which ranges from blues and jazz to Irish melodies and classical compositions. And Davy doesn't just limit himself to the guitar. He also plays Eastern instruments like the sarod and oud. But let's begin our show by hearing Davy on guitar, playing a Stan Watson tune called Dance for Two People. Davy Graham is a growing musician. That was Davy playing Dance for Two People, and on that track he was playing the nylon-strung guitar. In the old days, Davy used to play the steel-string guitar, but in the last two or three years, he's begun to explore the sounds of the nylon-string guitar and classical music. As well, Davy seems to always be leading the vanguard into new excursions, into new musical areas. Last year, he's delved into Irish music. Let's have a listen now to Lord Mayo and Lord Inchiquin.
Thank you.
That was Lord Mayo and Lord Inchiquin, played by Davy Graham. I think the most important aspect of Davy's playing to me is its musicality. Davy doesn't play complex arrangements, but they sound so fine to my ears. He sometimes composes his own instrumentals. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Angie is a tune that probably the whole world knows. He's not a composer that composes every week a new tune, but every year a couple of very, very fine instrumentals comes to light. Let's have a listen now to 40-ton Parachute, and here Davy again switches back to his nylon-strung guitar. Davy Graham has been recording and making records for the last 15 years, and surprisingly, only in the last year did he make his first solo guitar instrumental album called The Complete Guitarist, and indeed it is just that. One of the areas that Davy has been exploring in the last few years is the repertoire of the classical musician, the classical guitar. Here we have Davy playing a Bach tune called, and please excuse my pronunciation of this, Ein Fest Borg. I'm sure there's an easier way to say that in English. And instead of playing it on a nylon-strung guitar, he's playing it on what we call the high-strung guitar. This is a very, very interesting instrument to use. It's essentially a 12-string guitar without six of the normal strings. That was Ein Fest Borg, played by Davy Graham on the high-strung guitar. About 2 years ago, Davy, myself, John Renborn, and Duck Baker, we were touring in England as well as Belgium. And at the end of the tours, John, Duck, and myself, we gave Davy a present. And this was a record by Joseph Spence. Now, Joseph Spence's name is one that you might remember. We mentioned him quite heavily in the show on Rye Cooter. And we were all very interested to see what results this would have on Davy's playing and on his repertoire. And indeed, it had some very fascinating results. Here's Davy doing a Joseph Spence tune called A Happy Meeting in Glory. ¶¶ That was the joyous guitar sounds of Davy Graham playing A Happy Meeting in Glory, a Joseph Spence tune. Well, next week we're going to continue to hear more about the British guitar scene with the music of Bert Jansch.